Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Ram Goldar and Dere Maseches Vachim Daf Mem Hey, the fourth parak Beis Shammai. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the next mission discusses Kadshei Ovdei Kochavim, Kadshim designated by an idolater. Rabbi Shimon says that one is not chai for them for Pigel, Nosor, or Tameh, and for shechting the Mechutz outside the Migdash. In a brisa, Rabbi Shimon adds, Lonanin, one may not benefit from them, Velo Molin, but one does not transgress Me'ila for benefiting from them because they're biblically permitted and only rabbinically prohibited. They do not create Tamura by being exchanged for another animal, and an Akum may not offer Nesachim. However, Rabbi Shimon agrees that an Akum's carbon requires Nesachim. Rabbi Yossi says, Ro'ani b'chun l'hachmir, I see to be strict about all these laws and equate an Akum's carbon to a Jew's because the pasuk about his carbon says Lashem, to Hashem. The Gemara proceeds to explain Rabbi Shimon's source for each law. He holds that they're not subject to Me'ilah based on the Gezer Shava, Chet Chet from Truma, where it says B'nai Yisrael, excluding idolaters. This only excludes Kadshim with Kedushas Aguf, with physical sanctity similar to Truma. Therefore, the Braisa concludes that Rabbi Shimon agrees that an idolater's Kadshim with only Kedushas Damim, monetary sanctity, is subject to Me'ilah. Point number two, a braisa teaches that if blood of a carbon became tameh and was unfit for zrika, and a kohen performed zrika with it, b'shogeg hurtza, if he did so mistakenly, the carbon is accepted through the tzitz, and its meat may be eaten. B'mezi lo hurtza, if it was intentional, it is not accepted insofar as its meat is rabbinically prohibited to eat. This applies to a carbon yachid. But regarding a carbon sibur, whether the zrika was b'shogeg or b'mezid, the carbon is accepted and its meat may be eaten. Regarding Akum's carbon, whose blood became tamei, ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid lo hurtza, whether its zrika was mistaken or intentional, the carbon itself is not accepted and is completely invalid. Rapop explains, although Rabbi Yossi generally holds an Akum's carbon has the same laws as the Yisrael's, he agrees that a specific exclusion prevents its seeds from making an Akum's carbon acceptable. As Rav Ashi explains, the pasuk says, L'ratzon lehem, to bring them favor, Ovdei Kochavim la b'nei hurtzoninu, and idolaters are not fit for finding favor with Hashem. And point number three, the next mission states, Dvarim she'ein chayavim alehem mishum pigol, items for which one is not chay for them for pigol because they lack another matir, chayavim alehem mishum noser mishum tamei, one is still chay for them for eating noser and for eating while tamei, chutz min adam, except for blood, which is exempt from all three. Rabbi Shimon holds one liable only b'davar shadarchan le'achol, when he eats something usually eaten, but not for wood, lavona, and ketores. A braisa explains that the pasuk ashehem makdishim li, that which they sanctify for me, obligates karis for tuma on all items, including those without another matir. Another drasha later extends this to noser. Still, one is not liable for them immediately because the pasuk says yikrav. Whoever comes near the kadshim will incur karis. Rabbi Elazar explains that since one is never chayv for karis for merely touching, like coming near, it means to teach b'hukshuli karev akas medaber. The pasuk is discussing where the carbon became fit for the mizbeach. Thus, for an item which has matirin, one is liable for tumah mishayikruvu matirin from when its matirin were offered, for example, meat after its blood was nizrak. For items without matirin, one is chayv mishayikadish b'kli from when it's sanctified in a kli sharis. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next mission discusses Kadshei Ovdei Kochavim, Kadshim designated by an idolater. Rabbi Shimon says that one is not chai for them for Pigel, Noser, or Tamei, and for shechting the Mechutz outside the Migdash. In a braisa, Rabbi Shimon adds, Lonanin, one may not benefit from them, Velo Molin, but one does not transgress Me'ila for benefiting from them because they're biblically permitted and only rabbinically prohibited. They do not create Tamura by being exchanged for another animal, and an Akum may not offer Nesachim. However, Rabbi Shimon agrees that an Akum's carbon requires Nesachim. Rabbi Yossi says, Ro'ani b'chun l'hachmir, I see to be strict about all these laws and equate an Akum's carbon to a Jew's because the pasuk about his carbon says Lashem, to Hashem. The Gemara proceeds to explain Rabbi Shimon's source for each law. He holds that they're not subject to Me'ilah based on the Gezer Shava, Chet Chet from Truma, where it says B'nai Yisrael, excluding idolaters. This only excludes Kadshim with Kedushas Aguf, with physical sanctity similar to Truma. Therefore, the Braisa concludes that Rabbi Shimon agrees that an idolater's Kadshim with only Kedushas Damim, monetary sanctity, is subject to Me'ilah. Point number two, a braisa teaches that if blood of a carbon became tamei and was unfit for zrika, and a kohen performed zrika with it, b'shogeg hurtza, if he did so mistakenly, the carbon is accepted through the tzitz, and its meat may be eaten. B'mezi lo hurtza, if it was intentional, it is not accepted insofar as its meat is rabbinically prohibited to eat. This applies to a carbon yachid. But regarding a carbon sibur, whether the zrika was beshogig or bemazid, the carbon is accepted and its meat may be eaten. Regarding Akum's carbon, whose blood became tameh, ben beshogig, ben bemazid or hurtza, whether its zrika was mistaken or intentional, the carbon itself is not accepted and is completely invalid. Rapop explains, although Rabbi Yossi generally holds an Akum's carbon has the same laws as the Yisrael's, he agrees that a specific exclusion prevents its seeds from making an Akum's carbon acceptable. As Rav Ashi explains, the Pasuk says, L'ratzon lehem, to bring them favor, v'obde kochavim la b'nei hurtzoninu, and idolaters are not fit for finding favor with Hashem. And point number three, the next mission states, Devarim she'ein chayavim alehem mishum pigol, items for which one is not chayav for them for pigol because they lack another matir, chayavim alehem mishum noser mishum tameh, one is still chayav for them for eating noser and for eating while tameh, chutz min adam, except for blood, which is exempt from all three. Rabbi Shimon holds one liable only b'davar shadarchan le'achol, when he eats something usually eaten, but not for wood, lavona, and ketores. Abrice explains that the pasuk ashehem makdishim li, that which they sanctify for me, obligates karis for tuma on all items, including those without another matir. Another drasha later extends this to noser. Still, one is not liable for them immediately because the pasuk says yikrav. Whoever comes near the kadshim will incur karis. Rabbi Elazar explains that since one is never chayved for karis for merely touching, like coming near, it means to teach b'hukshuli kareva kas medaber. The pasuk is discussing where the carbon became fit for the mizbeach. Thus, for an item which has matirin, one is liable for tumim shiyikruvu matirin from when its matirin were offered, for example, meat after its blood was nizrak. For items without matirin, one is chayv mishiyakadish bekli from when it's sanctified in the kli sharis. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Hey, and our standard Siman is Manishtana. It's Pesach-themed. Manishtana. So here goes. At the carbon-themed Seder, where the youngest child sang, Manishtana kadshe ovde kochavim, no pigo, no noser, no tame, their father recounted how he once did zrika b'shogeg of tame blood from an Akum's carbon, and the tzitz was not maratze. As the Seder plate of items that are exempt from pigo, but still chai for noser and tame, were removed from the table. Once again, it's emotion. At the carbon-themed Seder, where the youngest child sang, Manishtana, Manishtana, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Hey. At the carbon-themed Seder, where the youngest child sang, Manishtana, Kadshe Ovdu Chochavim, no pigo, no noser, no tame, which reminds us, the next mission discusses Kadshe Ovdu Chochavim, kadshim designated by an idolater. Rabbi Shimon says, the one is not high for them for pigo, noser, or tame, and for shechting them b'chutz outside the mikdash. In a brisa, Rabbi Shimon adds, onanin, one may not benefit from them, but one does not transgress me'ilah for benefiting from them, because they're biblically permitted and only rabbinically prohibited. So, at the carbon-themed Seder with the youngest child saying, Ma nishtana kadshe ovdu chochavim, no pigel, no noser, no tame, their father recounted how he once did zrika b'shogig of tame blood from an Akum's carbon, and the tzitz was not maratza, which reminds us, regarding an Akum's carbon whose blood became tame, ben b'shogig, ben b'mezil or hutsa, whether it's zrika, was mistaken or intentional, the carbon itself is not accepted and is completely invalid. Rapapa explains, although Rabbi Yossi generally holds an Akum's carbon has the same laws as a Yisrael's, he agrees that a specific exclusion prevents the tzitz from making Akum's carbon acceptable. As Rav Ashi explains, the pasuk says, L'ratzon lehem, to bring them favor, v'ovde kochavim rabbinei hurtzoninu, and idolaters are not fit for finding favor with Hashem. So at the carbon-themed Seder, where the youngest child sang, Ma nishtana kadshe ovdu chochavim, no pigo, no noser, no tame, their father recounted how he once did zrika b'shogeg of tame blood from an Akum's carbon, and the tzitz was not maratze. As the Seder plate of items that are exempt from pigo, but still chai for noser and tame, were removed from the table, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Dvarim she'ein chayavim lehem mishum pigo, items for which one is not liable for them for pigo because they lack another matir, chayavin alem mishum noser mishum tame, one is still liable for them for eating noser and for eating while tame, chutz min adam, except for blood, which is exempt from all three. Rabbi Shimon holds one liable only b'davar shadarchan le'achol, when he eats something usually eaten, but not for wood, lavona, and ketores. So once again, at the carbon-themed Seder with the youngest child saying, Ma nishtana kadshe ovdu chochavim, no pigo, no noser, no tame, their father recounted how he once did zrika b'shogeg of tame blood from an Akum's carbon, and that tzitz was not maratze. As the Seder plate of items that are exempt from pigo, but still chayav for noser and tame, were removed from the table. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf mem av. So the simmer daf mem av is a grandma. So here goes. Grandma, Cohen, grandma. That must be more daf Mem Olive. Grandma Cohen sitting in her rocking chair knitting a large blanket with a picture of the diaphragm and two kidneys of the Assyria Vodazora being burned on the Mizbeach. On it, which reminds us, the Gemara explains how the Parlam Dover can teach that the Yoseris and Shtei Klaios apply to Syria Avodas Kochavim. So, Grandma Cohen, sitting in a rocking chair, knitting a large blanket with a picture of the diaphragm and two kidneys of the Syria Avodah Zor being burned on the Mizbeach, on it, was babysitting her grandson, hiding behind the parochas of Kodesh he made that had the Par Kohen Mashiach embroidered on it, which reminds us, Brisa asks why the term parochas of Kodesh, the holy parochas, is written regarding Par Kohen Mashiach, but not regarding Parlam Davar, where it merely says parochas. It answers that it's analogous to a human king whose country acted offensively against him. If only a minority of the country acted offensively, Pamal Yashom is Kayemis, his close counsel still stands. If a majority sins, then his counsel is disrupted because he partially removes himself from them. Similarly, when discussing a sin of a majority of the nation, the parochas is not considered as holy. So Grandma Cohen, sitting in a rocking chair, knitting a large blanket with a picture of the diaphragm and two kidneys of the Syria of Avodah Zorah being burned on the Mizbeach, on it, was babysitting her grandson, hiding behind the parochas HaKodesh she made that had the Par Kohen Mashiach embroidered on it, whose father was serving in the base of Mikdash and was Mefaglo and Mincha when he burned the Kometz with Pigo intent, and then the Levon without specific intent, since Kola Osa al Das Rishonu Osa, which reminds us, a Mishnah states that if one has Pigo intent while burning the Kometz of a Mincha, but not while burning its Levon, Reb Meir says the Mincha is full Pigo and obligates Karz, but the Chachamim say there is no Karz ad Shiyafago b'Kola Matir unless he has Pigo intent for the entire Matir. Rish Lakish explains that Reb Meir's reasoning is not because he holds mefagling b'chatzi matir. One can affect pigel even with intent during part of a matir. Rather, the cases where he placed the kometz on the mizbeach with pigel intent and then placed the levona silently without specific intent. Therefore, Reb Meir holds ko'osa das rishon ho'osa. Whoever does several acts does them all according to his first intent. Since his first act was done with pigel intent, the others are considered to be with pigel intent as well, unless he specifically intended otherwise. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simran Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, mobster. That must mean we're on Daf Mem Beis. The mobster who hired a Kohen Gadol to make the Hazos of Yom Kippur Pigel and told him he can choose which ones to make Pigel because any will do the job. Which reminds us, a Braisa discusses Pigel of Chatos, whose blood is placed on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, such as the 43 Matanos of the Yom Kippur Karbanos, or the 11 Matanos of the Par Kohen Mashiach, or Parlam Davar, all of which are Ma'akim. The Braisa states, Pigel ben Berishona ben Mishniya ben Mishlishis, whether one had Pigel intent for the first set of Matanos in the Kodesh Kadoshim, the second, towards the Parochas, or the third on the Mizbech HaBinimi, Reb Meir says it is Pigel, and the Chachamim say it is not Pigel, unless he has Pigel intent for the entire Matir. So the mobster who hired a Kohen Gadol to make the Chazos and Yom Kippur Pigel and told him he can choose which ones to make Pigel because any will do the job, had his plan to get a Kohen killed by hiring him to bring just the Gazais of a Mincha outside the Mikdash foiled by a rabbi named Eliezer who told them there is no Misa, which reminds us Rabbi Eliezer exempts one who offers the Gazais of a Mincha b'chutz. So the mobster who hired a Kohen Gadol to make the Hazos and Yom Kippur Pigel and told him he can choose which ones to make Pigel because any will do the job, had his plan to get a Kohen killed by hiring him to bring just the Gazais of a Mincha outside the Mikdash foiled by a rabbi named Eliezer, who told him there is no Misa, and argued that even though the latter Hazos were after Pigel and done with Al Machshava, they were also considered Zrika and not just a waste of time, which reminds us, we learn how can Matanas after Machshavas Pigel qualify for Karvo Komatira? Daf Mem Gimel, so the similar Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. At the newsstand where Pigel magazine, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Gimel. At the newsstand where Pigel magazine was sold, featuring a cover story about items that don't obligate for Pigel since they are Matir themselves, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists numerous sacrificial items which do not obligate Karz for eating them as Pigel because they do not have something else which permits them to be eaten or burned, such as the Kometz of a Mincha, Katoris or Lavona, or certain Minchas which are completely burned, all of which are Matir themselves. The same applies to blood, which is Matir the rest of the carbon. So at the newsstand where Pigel magazine was sold, featuring a cover story about items that don't obligate for Pigel since they are matir themselves, one Kohen was engrossed in an article that explained how the Pigel status of a kemitza can leave it if it was brought up on the Mizbeach, which reminds us, Ula said, Kometz Pigel Sha'alu al-Gabmi Mizbeach, if the Kometz of a Mincha that was Pigel was brought up on the Mizbeach, Paka Pigula Mimenu, its Pigel status leaves it. So at the newsstand where Piegel magazine was sold, featuring a cover story about items that don't obligate for Piegel, since they are matcha themselves, one cone was engrossed in an article that explained how the Piegel status of a kmitza can leave it if it was brought up on the Mizbeach, while another read an interview with a cone who was amazed to learn that when Piegel, Noster, and Tamli were brought on the Mizbeach, the prohibition left them. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, a Piegel v'Noser v'Tamei, Shalom l'gabim Mizbeach, Piegel, Noser, and Tamei, that were brought up on the Mizbeach, Paka Isermehen, the prohibition leaves them. Daf Mem Dalet, so the simmer Daf Mem Dalet is mud. So here goes. The Kohen who was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug. Muddy jug? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Dalet. Mud. The Kohen who was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his log shemen, which did not become Piegel because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchus regarding Piegel of nesachim that come with the zevach and the nafkamina if the nesachim were brought together with the carbon or a number of days later. So the Kohen was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his log shemen, which did not become Piegel because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, as he had been looking forward to eating it together with his portion of a minchas ha'omer and minchas sota, which reminds us, a braisa discusses the sources for numerous offerings eaten by Kohanim, a kol minchasam, all their menachos includes even the minchas ha'omer and the minchas ha'knos of a sota, teaching that although the pasuk says asher kupar behem, those who are atoned through them, and the Minchas HaOmer is only lahatir to permit new grain, and the Minchas Kanoz comes levar avon to determine if a sin was committed, these are also eaten by Kohanim. So the Kohen was dismayed when the Metzora used a muddy jug to bring his log shemen, which did not become Piegel because it wasn't brought together with the carbon, as he had been looking forward to eating it together with his portion of a Minchas HaOmer and Minchas Sota, threw the muddy oil onto a Kohen in the courtyard with some parim hanisrafim, thinking a Piegel thought about a voda done in the courtyard, which reminds us, in the Mishnah on the previous daf, the Tanna Kamma says one is chayev for eating Piegel of parim hanisrafim, usirim hanisrafim, bulls which are burned, and goats which are burned. But Rabbi Shimon says one is not liable for any carbon which is not offered on the Mizbeach HaChitzon like a shlamim. In a brisa, Rabbi Yossi states a third opinion. Piegel bedavar hanas bechutz, if he had Piegel intent with something done outside the heichal, like a shlamim, it's Piegel, but not if he had Piegel intent with something done inside the heichal. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we discuss how we prove that the three matanas of achatas require kibus? That's on daf Lamates. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn how matanas can after machshavas pigo qualify for karva kol matirov? That's on daf Membeis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that komets pigo shalol gam mizbeach paka pigula mimenu? That's on daf Mem Gemol. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have a machlokes about the laws of Kadshei Ovdei Kochavim? That's on daf Mem Hei. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have in the Reish Lakish says the Reb Meir holds Ko Osa Adas Rishonu Ho Osa and not Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir? That's on daf Mem Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that items that are exempt from Piegel are still chai for Noser and Tamei? That's on daf Mem Hei. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that Hazah is not performed if the Heichal roof was broken through? That's on daf Mem. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that the Tzitz is not Maratze for Tami blood of an Akum's carbon, which was Nizrak? That's on daf Mem Hei. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that the Komets of a Mincha that was Piegel was brought up onto the Mizbeach? Paka pigula mimenu, its pigul status leaves it. That's on daf Mem Gimel. Great. And number 10. Which daf does a braisa state pigul ben berishonu ben mishniya ben mishlishis? That's on daf Mem Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.